Maybe we won't. Yeah, that was it.
I'm going to get it right.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody. But,
all right, that's the show. Hey.
They be like, slow up, homie. You're talking too fast. I got a couple of quips. I came to talk trash. Yeah, he's Bucky Watts and Bradley Bax. This is going down. We call it the G-Splash. Hey.
Yes, y'all, we're back in full effect. We made it. We made it.
We made it. Here we are.
Yes, yes, yes. This is G Splash, the only podcast on the internet with 12 episodes currently, I think.
Is that true? I don't know. We gotta look into that.
It might be. Yeah, who knows?
Somebody take a look at that for us? You're gonna look into it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
There's nobody in this room. Grab the intern. It's just me by myself.
Grab the intern. Have the intern look that up. And we'll go from there. This is G Splash. We talk comic books, movies, pop culture, sports, all kinds of stuff. Whatever's shaking and popping, popping and locking, getting it in, we get it in. You feel me? I got my man with me, Chris Bucky Watts.
That's me.
And I am your host, Bradley MFing Baxter. I'm keeping it G rated for 2018.
I don't like it.
Yeah, me fucking either. So, we took a little hiatus. Chris, how was your New Year's? Your holidays? Did you have fun?
Yeah, man. Good Christmas. Good family stuff. New Year's. I don't like New Year's Eve. I think it's silly.
Really?
I think it's people just celebrating something that is just arbitrary. And you can say that about a lot of things, but it's like, oh, the calendar happens to roll over. Like, if it was all just one fucking thing and was always going, you wouldn't celebrate. It's just like an excuse. But I did have fun this year.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, it's the same stuff every year. It's like,
woohoo, count it down, Anderson Cooper.
And then it's like, what are your resolutions? I'm gonna get in the gym a little bit more, and I'm gonna lose weight, and I'm gonna, and it's like, I don't know, yeah.
I like to keep them simple. I think resolutions, I think they should be very actionable, and just make, you know, like, I'm not gonna have iced tea for a week, you know? I'm gonna try extra hard to not hit a pedestrian in the crosswalk. You know, things that you actually could accomplish. You're gonna feel better about yourself. And these big lofty goals, they just make you feel like a big fat piece of shit when you don't do them.
Basically, I actually was like randomly decided not to eat meat.
Oh yeah, I saw you were posting stuff on your Insta story for yourself. You're like doing like a mushroom lasagna. Oh, tastes just like the real thing.
Nah, that was a spaghetti squash lasagna. Yeah, it was exactly. Bomb as hell.
I bet it was real yummy.
Bomb as hell.
Who are you trying to freaking cater to?
It wasn't healthy. It was good. It was just vegetables. Anyway. Somehow I'm not eating meat. Maybe it's a way of coping with losing my ex-girlfriend. I don't know.
Oh, no, I have to keep not eating meat. You're silly. You know, if they served me eggs with a sizzling pig's head on the side, I'd eat it. I'd give it a go.
I mean, the day after, I definitely had meat, but I was like, all right.
You're like, today's the day, Brad. You're going to do it.
I think, yeah, to be honest, though, the next day after, or was it the day before?
The day after tomorrow?
I had bone marrow.
Love that.
And some soup.
Yeah, bone marrow soup. Yeah. I never had that bone marrow burger, though, and it was salty. I'd like to eat the stuff that makes blood for that animal. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Exactly. We got some announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the fact that we are back in full effect.
We made it.
We made it. The 2018. If a watch is still on your wrist, it's still a watch, Chris.
Yeah. You can buy a watch.
You can buy a watch. So we actually launched an Instagram a while back, but we kind of just let it ride. I think we've actually opened, I think, 3 or 4 accounts now.
Yeah, somebody owned G Splash, or and then like we had another with Gutter Splash, and then we forgot the password.
Yeah.
So definitively have one now for sure.
We do have one now, and it's actually pretty dope. We're still working on it. It's still new, so check it out. It is at G to the Splash. Nothing fancy. We're there. We're doing new movie reviews right now. We have one up on All the Money in the World.
Mm-hmm.
We'll post cool photos.
Yeah.
comic book reviews, movie reviews. I said that already. Gadgets, mm-hmm. music,
movie reviews,
city rides,
yeah,
plane rides.
Don't forget,
llama rides.
Don't forget movie reviews.
Movie reviews.
Anything. Maybe you won't like everything we put up there, but hell, there's something for everyone on there. I think we're doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah. And every day we'll have a lineup of some kind of story. So there's also stories we got
our
going.
Insta
every
stories
day.
Are dope. Brad's laying them out, and they look good. So follow.
I'm on fire right now, baby. It's going down.
He's on fire.
Yes. So definitely get to G to the Splash, uh-huh. and follow us on Instagram.
G to the Splash.
We'll get it cracking soon, and we've got a few followers, not going to lie, so shout out to all of our followers.
Oh, followers. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Chris, did you hear that?
What? What's that?
No, seriously, did you hear that?
Is it something I like?
No, it's just the news. Whoop! Run it! I don't know about you. I like, you know, in the spirit of 2018, everyone's like, I'm going to cut the fat right off. I'm not going to drink Coke anymore. I'm drinking
Pepsi instead.
Yeah. Hey, Pepsi challenge. Diet Coke. My cousin actually would really like this. She loves Diet Coke.
What are those scoundrels over at Diet Coke up to now?
Diet Coke is rolling out new design mm-hmm. on the cans and bottles and stuff like that. And they've whipped up 4 new flavors.
Okay.
Hold on to your hats.
Hat secure.
We got ginger lime. Feisty cherry.
Fiesta chiesta.
Fiesta feisty cherry. That's what
I like
be
that better.
Zesty blood orange and twisted mango. 4 new flavors for your Diet Coke junkies.
Why did ginger lime get left out of this fun like adjective at the beginning? Like, ooh, feisty cherry, zesty orange, twisted mango, ginger lime. Like, yeah, fuck that guy, I guess. Yeah, it's because it's a ginger.
Yeah, yeah. They stepchild that one real quick. I guess they spent the last 2 years developing the new flavors.
2 years?
And they tested more than 30 Diet Coke flavors.
2 years to put cherry in a Diet Coke? Maybe it's like a cayenne cherry.
Chris, no, Chris, it's not a cayenne cherry. It's a feisty cherry.
Feisty,
okay?
Fiesta, you know how hard cherry, it, right.
That is a rare breed of cherries.
Zesty, okay? Blood.
You gotta go. You gotta find the zestiest, the feistiest places on the planet.
Yeah.
Find a cherry.
If you get like, if you're putting 2 years into it, I better get a flavor like narwhal blood or like something difficult to get. You know what I mean?
True.
St. Paul's like, bone dust. I'd drink that.
Like, so. Truffle oil diet Coke.
Yeah, truffle oil diet. That sounds great.
None of these flavors sound great, if I'm being honest.
$600 a bottle.
These all sound gross.
I'm basic. You put ginger and lime together and I'm there.
I don't know. I'm interested in my cousin's thoughts on this.
It's fucking Fanta or nothing.
Oh, fucking Fresca.
Fresca?
Speaking of No, that's not. There's no transition here. I don't have it.
Yeah. Speaking of a fresh take on something, it's about death.
So sometimes on this show we talk about conspiracy theories and things like that. Which we'll probably get another show coming up real soon. We'll get a real good one that we can dig into.
Yeah, I like conspiracy theories.
But since November, there's been 4 porn stars that have died in the last 3 months. I wrote 4, but it's actually 3 months. Of unknown causes.
Weird.
And they're all super young. One was retired. Shayla Styles died in November. August Ames died in December. They think it's a suicide. Or they say it's a suicide.
I remember that one. There's like all the... We actually talked about that on a few
podcasts. We talked about it, yeah. Yeah. And then Yuri Beltran and also died like right after August Ames. And now Olivia Nova, who is only 20 years old.
Yeah. That's rough.
So I'm wondering what's going on in that department.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I don't know. That it's weird to see, especially specific to that industry. I feel like that's maybe not something that's come up. We don't see that. I mean, it's newsworthy for a reason. It's because, like, you know, that is an industry that usually maybe doesn't make headlines or is kind of always kept like
right.
kind of back to the side or you know, oh, it definitely exists, but ooh, we don't talk about it. It's so taboo. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, this is weird. Like that's a weird string of deaths to have.
Yeah, so close together. And it's also a story that's put like on, like you said, on the back burner, which is
strange.
You know, conspiracy. It is strange because
I don't know.
It's strange to think that an industry that powerful is just like not talked about.
Sure, there's a ton of money going around, but we're still a puritanistic society, and
yeah.
And so things that are taboo or considered in that light are just not talked about. So
yeah. Speaking of young talent,
shifting gears.
I thought that was a good transition. My boy Kevin Durant, Golden State Warriors, is going to be the fifth player to hit 20,000 points before turning 30.
How many does he need?
He needs 25 points, and till he hits that mark, which obviously he's returning to action tonight. So he'll definitely hit that number before he turns 30. But
what if he didn't? This,
I mean,
what if in the next 5 years, because inevitably I'm sure he'd be cut. What if he never got those 25 points? Like, it's kind of like the first game. It's like, that was weird. And then it's like, you know, two or three games in, like, something's off. He's in his own head. And then it's like, you know, a year later and he's got like two buckets. And he's just like, I just can't do it. I just can't. I got to walk away.
I mean, that would be, I mean, yeah. It'd be pretty.
Imagine the headlines.
That's a.
Because everything like that in life, you know, there's so many things we come across, like, you know, with athletes or, sorry, oh, it's an automatic. Oh, that's, it's going to happen. There's no way. LeBron James has done this. Kobe Bryant did it. Will Chamberlain, Michael Jordan. They all did that. Absolutely guaranteed. What about those things that's just not? Like, and I get basketball is maybe different because some things than other sports. You know, there's some it's like, oh, he's definitely going to get another 30 home runs. It's like, it's fucking hard to hit a home run. But this one's like on the easier side, which I think makes it even funnier if it just never happened. He just like keeps everything as a brick. And then to the point where like the defense is kind of letting him do it because they feel bad for him. They're like, go ahead, go for it. And he just can't do it.
I mean, yeah, that would be a negative miracle of all miracles.
Sounds like a movie in there. Sounds like there's a script for like a.
It just doesn't live up to the hype.
The ball's like goes in the net and then shoots back out, and the refs are like, well, I don't know, and they trip over each other.
Like there's like a ghost that's just like knocking the ball loose, like
the sixth man.
Yeah.
What else?
Marlon Wayans movie. Check it out if you haven't. Yeah. So I don't know. He'll probably hit that either tonight or the next few days.
Or he doesn't. Or he won't.
Or he doesn't.
Or he might not.
But he's the second youngest to do it.
Good for him. Did Will Chamberlain have a three-point line?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, but if he
That's even more impressive. Shooting,
I mean, yeah, he definitely wasn't shooting a three.
Yeah. Even if he could, he wasn't hitting those.
But he also hit 100 points in a game. So.
Sure he did.
Anyway, like I said, did I already say that they're hosting the Clippers tonight?
That's it. Got the Clips.
All right. That was in the Clippers tonight, and speaking of West Side and West Coast and the Bay.
God, you're good at those.
Silicon Valley. Do you see this new trailer?
I have not watched the trailer yet, no.
Are you caught up on Silicon Valley?
I am, yes. I like the show. Full disclosure, I didn't like the last season.
I feel like the formula's falling into the Entourage formula.
I agree.
Right? That's what it is, though. It's the Entourage for nerds. And you got the Entourage for jocks, which is ballers.
Ballers. You think that's how they...
Ballers.
I hope that's how they pitch things at like HBO and Showtime. They're like, or just HBO in general, like, listen, guys. All right. Just close your eyes. All right. I want you to think of Entourage. And all the executives are like, oh, wow. Oh, Entourage. We made a bunch of money. And they're like, all right. Now imagine that for nerds. They're like, imagine that for ducks.
Yes.
Imagine that for scuba divers. Got a show coming out called Bubbles. It's about scuba divers that are freaking ladies' men. You know what I mean? What do you guys think?
Yeah.
They're going to get into some shenanigans, though, out there on those boats. They're like, oh, you said Entourage at the beginning.
I mean, yeah, that's exactly what all these shows are at HBO right now. Yeah.
Ballers. Even Game of Thrones. Billions. Okay, guys, you like Entourage? You're going to love Entourage with swords and ghosts and shit. I don't know, like white ice monsters.
Lots of ice.
I love pitching anything in a Boston accent. I think it just makes it better to know that you pitch something really, big like that.
You're really good at it, so it's funny. All right, guys.
But to get to the point.
Hold
on to your asses.
Hold on to your apples, right?
Guys, listen.
You Gordon Wood and all that.
Before we start this meeting, I'd like you all to do me a favor. I want you to take both hands, raise them above the table. You're going to go ahead and shove those down your pants and grab your apples because you need to hold on here. And you start the slideshow. They're like, this guy fucks.
And the cover of the slideshow is Matt Damon.
Yeah, and they're like, I already love it.
Great.
Sold.
Sold. Yeah. Speaking of friggin' Boston.
Hey, look at that. Mocky Mock.
Mocky Mock's back in the news. Apparently he made $1.5 million on reshoots for All the Money in the World, while his co-star, the beautiful, talented, amazing actress Michelle Williams, got less than $1,000 per diem.
This is a weird thing because there's the circumstances go in. Kevin Spacey in this movie, which is All the Money in the World. Kevin Spacey was the main guy. He played Getty. It's his whole crime. Whatever.
This was a really good movie. Check our Instagram. We got the guide on Instagram. But yes, this was a really good movie. I actually really enjoyed this. Did you see this movie?
It's great. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Well, Kevin Spacey's originally in it. Then all the allegations come out about him. And the movie, there were already posters up in theaters that were saying, starring Kevin Spacey. So they pull that, they go and they get Christopher Plummer to come in, and they do reshoots of anywhere where Kevin Spacey was in the film. Yep. So that's already a crazy scenario. But then there's an interview with Ridley Scott a couple months ago, and he, when the reshoots start, and he says, you know, the guy's asking, so how's the payment on this going to work? And he's like, you know, I want this movie. Everyone put so much effort into it. You know, I'm not getting paid. Like, they're not going to pay me to do this. I'm coming in to do it to get the film out. And he's like, oh, what about the actors? And he's like, oh, no, the actors aren't getting paid. Like, they want to be there on their time. What about the crew? Oh, well, you know, we have to pay the crew, so the whole thing's going to cost us, like, $15 million or whatever, right? But then it comes out, the story drops, and it's like, basically when they went in, Michelle, and it's weird because I know with all the things like Time's Up and everything that's going on, like it's easy to put this on that marquee. But like if you read the details, it's like it's a weird thing where Michelle Williams basically said, you know, I want to do anything to make the same thing as Ridley Scott. Like, I want to do anything I can to make this a reality. So you tell me where to be and I'll show up. So she was there, showed up and got paid the per diem day for like the app, whatever it is that you have to be paid for that kind of thing.
$80 a day.
$80 a day or whatever. Because she just was like, I'll do it. I'll help. But on that, Wahlberg told his rep, like, hey, make me some money. And so they went and freaking hardballed them to make $1.5 million. Now, this is easy for them to put up, like, this is about men and women and the pay gap. But it's not like they went to him and were like, hey, Mark, come on back. We're going to give you $1.5 mil. And then she came and she's like, yeah, you can just pick up your $80 on the way out the door, Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't – obviously, that's the big talk of skeptical about the whole thing. I don't know if that's – been proven that that's how it went down, was like, but they have the agency, they're rep by the same agency,
which is also weird. Not that they're rep by the agent, but that the agent that's fighting for him because he's like wants to get him more money is the same one. It's like, oh yeah, you just want it for this whole agency. It's like, oh, you just want the per diem, cool, go for it.
I guess it comes down to you know, how was it approached to Mark Wahlberg? I haven't heard anything from his camp about like, oh yeah, like I didn't. He wasn't maybe he wasn't available, and they're like, what does it take?
He's going to miss out on this, so we need to make all this does. When I read this for me was just be like, dude, Mark Wahlberg's kind of a dick for everyone else to be kind of like down to do reshoots to make the movie reality, and then he's like, hey, try and kick me $1.5 million. That's more money than I'll ever see in my life.
But who knows? I mean, at the same time, though, it could be in the first contract he signed. Like, if there's any reshoots, like this is what it takes to get Mark Wahlberg.
I would have been like, no, it's fine. Donate that to charity or put it back into the movie. Instead, it's just like, oh, yeah, this is really eating into my Transformers 5 schedule.
I mean, whatever it is, like, I'm not, like, trying to defend Mark Wahlberg. I don't know the situation.
We're not best friends, me and Mark Wahlberg.
I mean, maybe he was on set at Wahlburgers, you know, and he just, like, couldn't get away. And so
he said, you know what, this 3 days of my life is worth? About 1.5.
But it was also it was brought to Michelle Williams like, hey, this it's either you do this for this amount or we don't do the movie at all.
True.
So like if it's brought to a person like that who and she's said like, I wanted to make this movie because it's actually a really good movie and I don't want to see it to go to the trash. So I'll take. Yeah, I don't care. I'll take the whatever. So I don't know. It's just not coming out how it was presented to Mark Wahlberg.
Agreed.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, who knows? Maybe he's like, God damn it, this article. He's like, all I wanted was just to help with the. I didn't know. I just thought everybody was getting paid. Now I didn't read the news. Now I look like a dick. You know how he could help himself? Just give that damn money back or donate it.
Who is he going to give the money to? The studio?
Maybe. Give it to a charity. Be like, you know what? I did this, but I'm going to give it to the anti-kidnapping charity. I don't know if that's a thing.
To wrap that chatter up, Transformers 12 is coming out with Marvel.
Catch Transformers 12 this summer.
Yeah, this summer.
Sounds like a freaking Simpsons. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may know me from Transformers 12, Balls of the Fury.
I'm freaking Mark Wahlberg. You might see me from such films as Transformers 9 and on the TV show Wahlbergers.
Great. He's really got a nice wide range there. The TV television series Transformers 9, Machine of Gold.
Yeah, and I also produce Entourage. Say hello to your mother for me.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah.
What's our last news piece?
Last but not least, our favorite stuff. Black Panther. Marvel. We got some Marvel news for everybody. Black Panther.
We can add a different sound in there.
Yeah, don't do that. That's terrible. Black Panther, I'm excited to see this film, but it's actually, they launched pre-sale tickets. It sold more pre-sale tickets than any other Marvel film.
That is surprisingly awesome.
And I think the one before that was Civil War.
Okay.
But it's already outsold that. And I also just read very recently, I'm pulling it up right now, is that someone in the film, who's in the film, couldn't get tickets.
What?
Lupita Nyong'o?
Nyong'o. I mean, she couldn't get tickets.
She couldn't get tickets to opening night, apparently. But that's pretty crazy. Someone can't. I mean, I feel like I can just walk into a movie theater opening night if I wanted to.
Yeah, like what theater is she struggling to get into? It's not the same as it used to be in the old days. Now they do it's not like one theater in town with one reel. It's like, we have 40 theaters and it's in 38 of them. So unless you want to see it's
playing every 10 minutes.
If you want to see Dunkirk, you got to hit the bricks.
You want to see Dunkirk? Hit the bricks, buddy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, wrong theater. speaking of phasing and getting out of here, I don't know what that means.
Let's get the hell out of here.
The director of Deadpool is in the works of developing a Kitty Pryde film.
Interesting.
Now, Kitty Pryde has been prodigy of Professor X.
The prodigy,
she becomes, in the comics, she becomes the person who heads the Xavier camp and the X-Men and becomes the leader.
And now Kitty Pryde's in charge of this thing?
She's in charge of in the books I've been reading.
Good for her. She's X-Men Gold, right?
But she's been that way for a long time.
Not X-Men. I think even it's been years.
The last 2 years.
That's X-Men Gold, right?
X-Men Gold, yes.
There's X-Men Blue and there's X-Men.
But there's Astonishing X-Men, which she...
so many of these things. Jiminy Christmas.
I found this frustrating. I'm just going off on a rant right now, but it's weird that the X-Men have their own kind of world and there's so many different things inside of this camp, inside of the Marvel universe.
I completely agree.
They come in sometimes and then don't, but they're dealing with the same problem but different. It's weird.
You know what I think it is? I think it honestly is because when they started the X-Men, I don't even know if they knew this was going to happen, but back when they're Stan Lee's I got an idea. I think that they didn't know the mind that they kind of hit when they came up with the concept of mutants, because comic books have been based around, and still are, superheroes. Whether you're DC, you're dealing with God-type characters, or Marvel, where you're maybe more human with powers. But opening the realm to mutants, that gives you its own entire, that could be its own comic verse. It could be DC, mutant verse, and Marvel separate. Because in other ones, you try and introduce different kinds of Spider-Man, or you try and introduce Batman and all his friends, but you never, or Superman, and there's all the Krypton stuff, which kind of gets close. But with X-Men, it always feels like the mutants... I mean, we got to a thing where they couldn't say mutants in certain movies. So they had to come up with new words because that's such a big thing to itself. And so all of a sudden you're like, okay, the X-Men have all these cultural problems. They're a different species or race and they got this. And there's so many different ones. This Civil War, Secret Wars thing. So let's send 8 of them over there to deal with that. But for the most part, we got big shit over here. It's such a big world, I feel like.
Yeah, so In the comic books, they had Civil War, which all the super-powered humans or superheroes had to sign this agreement or whatever. And you either signed it or you were a criminal. But the mutants had their own version of that. They had the Mutant Act.
Yeah, and they have the Geneva or the Genosha Protection. And they have they basically came and they'd be like, you should come fight for us. And then she was like, why? You guys didn't come fight for us when all of our children were being murdered. So why the hell would we come fight for you? And it was like, well, see you later. And then Wolverine was like, well, I'll go handle it. Other than that, everyone else just like sitting out doing their own shit, because it's just, they're just really not part of that Avengers Marvel universe. It's kind of interesting to see that and how that kind of also works with the movies. You know, they couldn't bring them in for so long, but now it's sort of like, you know, they're kind of their own deal.
I mean, yeah, apparently all the Fox stuff is still on schedule to come out.
Well, I mean,
as far as the films go, the mutant story is nothing different than like the rest of them. It's just like its own world within the world.
It's all same. Happening together.
Huh, and then you take the planets and then you line them up and
that's what we sound like.
Hypotenuse of the unbelievable DNA strands get you the sun.
I don't know. Like,
Oh, my glasses.
My glasses.
That's what we sound. Anyway, speaking of Marvel Comics, I hate to do this, but this is our buzz of the week. Now the ship's about to kick off, this party looks buzz
of the week. Feel the vibration. Come on.
Usually our buzz of the week has good news, but this is bad news. And the founder, the man, the legend, Stan Lee, has been caught, or is being accused, rather, some sexual allegations. So.
Ugh. What a sad day, dark day.
It is, and it's weird because out of all the people, everyone else looks kind of sleazy. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Weinstein looks like a snake.
Yeah, well, he is Spacey's, a troll.
Yeah, Spacey's out here finger-popping dudes he doesn't remember. And then remembers. We kind of touch on this stuff, but we don't really get into it because of it's like a too heavy of a topic.
Yeah, we're here to have fun and light and talk about cool stuff, but this one is really right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, and it's hard not to talk about it.
What are these allegations? Walk me through that.
All right, so apparently Stan Lee has had in-home nurses, and the allegations toward him right now are that he demanded oral sex, he groped some nurses, and then was walking around naked.
Okay.
So that's what he's being accused of. Now, his lawyers have come out, and his whole camp has been like, this is preposterous.
They're trying to extort him.
This is an extortion. You know, typical lawyer talk and all that.
Typical. Okay, here's my thing. How old is Stan Lee right now?
95.
All right.
I want to tell you to be careful with
this. I'm going to be very careful, but I have to say it. Not all of the things, but like, aren't some of those kind of like the perks of being like crazy old?
Oh, I knew you were going to do that.
All right, let's break it down. Groping, that one is, don't touch things that aren't yours. But I mean, you're 95 years old. I don't know. But the other two, you know, walking around naked, that's like it. If you're an old person, I'm going to go to the suit. If I'm 95 years old, I'm going to the supermarket butt ass naked. Like, come on. And then demanding oral sex, he's 95 years old. You know, maybe he gets a little candid. What's he going to do? He's going to take a swing at you? He's 95. I don't know. It's tough with a really old dude.
I will say this. It's funny to hear. It is pretty funny to hear your talk, because we talked a little bit about it with Danny Masterson.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, fuck that guy. He's going to serve this rotten jail. But now Stan Lee's out here. You're like, I mean, come on, he's 95.
I struggle because it's like the world, we don't understand. Like, I've seen like 80-year-old people trying to eat soup and like really having a hard time with it. And this guy's 95, and I just don't think he's popping around, boner out, like, come here, sweetie, or you're fired. You know, with a big old cigar in his mouth. He's probably in his bed like, is that you?
I mean, look, this is my question. I mean, his wife just died.
True.
And I mean, when did she die? She died like a month or two ago?
2 months ago, yeah.
We talked about it on the cast, but I find it hard to believe that while she was sick or whatever, and he's dealing with that, that he's out here like, hey, pretty lady, you want to blow me in the shower?
I'm not trying to defend these actions from anybody. Like, I'm glad you brought up Franco, because that's like, you know, young and powerful in some ways, and kind of got a weird but he's also, air to him.
And he also got caught like doing that thing on Instagram with the underage girl.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some skeletons in the closet, and maybe Stan Lee does too. I don't know. He was like in the 60s, in the old days. He's like, hey, Shogun, get me a scotch, and while you're at it, get down on your knees, you know. But now he's like,
I mean,
I don't know. I don't think any of these things are okay. I'm just saying. I don't know if there should be the same backlash to a 95-year-old man. It's like, guys, let's be honest. And it maybe it depends on, damn it, this is a deep hole, because then it depends on the crime. Like Joe Paterno. Like that dude was old as hell.
I was just
going
to bring that up.
He was old as hell too, but he was like not, he was letting kids get raped and being like, it's okay. You know, maybe there's a sliding scale. I mean, and I think it's a very blurry, but it's definitely a sliding scale.
I mean, in the Joe Paterno thing, which I do see the comparison, and I thought about this too. I don't think Joe Paterno was sitting in the locker room watching shit happen.
He knew, but he didn't like know.
But I mean, look at that whole situation. Like that ruined him, and then
he died. It killed him. Yeah.
So
tough.
Do I love Marvel Comics? Yes. Do I think Stan Lee is a great person? And I've never seen the guy, even when I've seen him in person, out and about. At Comic Cons and things, like,
never seen it be anything but lovely. And that's not saying that all nice people aren't bad people behind closed doors. I totally get it. I struggle to demonize. I guess what I'm trying to say, my main point is I struggle with demonizing him because the allegations are not okay, and it's a new that shouldn't be happening. Everyone should feel safe in their work environment, no matter what it is. But also, he's knocking on Dez's door. The brain's going. I mean, who knows?
I mean, yeah, it's hard to defend somebody with this heavy of allegations. You want to see it through. You do the crime, you got to do the time.
Yeah, I get it. Also, for me, it'd be like, you know, if this story was, or if they come out like, you know, it turned out those nurses, they weren't telling the truth. They're trying to get money off them. But, you know, we were going through and we popped a book on a shelf and it opened up and he had 40 Guatemalan women chained up in there. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's a different story. That's a different thing.
And it is, the thing that is weird is that, or not, I shouldn't say weird, but troubling, is that it's not the women, it's the company that's going after him.
Yeah.
So
interesting. Interesting stuff. See how it plays out. Hopefully lives through it.
Big deal. I've read rumors, that they're talking about removing his cameos from any film forward.
Hmm. He doesn't have that many left.
He was just peaked at like being this big Easter egg and out of all the films,
you know,
because
actually
he's the one that,
if he's gonna bow out, this is the time for them to do it, because he's revealed to be a watcher in Guardians 2, but he's like talking to them and the other three like are like over with him and walk away, and he's like, guys, where are you going? So maybe it's like, no, he got fired, you know, he's not at anymore.
What do you think Disney's thinking?
I think Disney's thinking,
Well, Stan, you fucked up, and
well,
we gotta keep going.
These things happen. Well, we're gonna keep figuring this out, but at the end of the day, we are the House of Mouse, and we can do whatever the fuck we want.
What was Disney's take on Johnny Depp?
Probably, he's fine. Right? Everything's fine. This is fine. This is, people will forget. This is okay. He's Johnny Depp. He does tons of stuff for us. We opened up Disney parks to, you know what? Whatever. He brought us the Pirates movies. We're good. It's okay. The people will forget about this. Yeah, is he drunk all the time? Sure. Did he take a swing at Amber Heard? Maybe.
Let us know what you think about Stan Lee. Do you think, first off, do you think he did it? And two, what do you think the repercussions should be for Stan Lee, a 95-year-old man?
Can't set it up like that. What should be the repercussions for this poor, sweet 95-year-old man? Like a defense attorney.
And that's another stereotype, as we'll continue on real quick, but like, that's another stereotype, is like, you get old, and that's just the thing, is like, pinching girls' butts at the diner, you're like, oh, it's an old guy, he fucking doesn't care. Like, I don't know, like, what extremes are, if any, are acceptable?
I get it.
That was just a thing, that was just like a stereotypical old guy thing to do. And, I mean, it's really hard to picture Stan Lee being like, in the shower, like, hey, ladies, You want to see a fucking web slinger? Here you go.
You know, I don't know. Coming at you. Wolverine only got one claw. Yeah.
True believers. Here you go. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, while we're on Marvel, I feel like we totally just killed the mood. But trying to bring the hype back up. We got tons of Marvel movies coming out this year. It's actually the most in 1 year than it's ever before. Yeah. Infinity War is the big hype. They have already started shooting Avengers number 4, which is still yet to be titled, but rumor has it that it's going to be the storyline.
This is
of
for
Secret
which? This
Wars.
Is for number 5? What are we at now?
Number 4.
Oh, snap. I thought this was 4. Jeez.
So did I. I thought it was 4 too.
Because Civil War is 2.5. That's what always throws me up. I feel like Captain America is a Captain of War movie or a Captain America movie, but it feels like it's an Avengers movie.
Yeah, Civil War is technically Captain America 3.
Yeah, silly. These guys.
So for those who don't know, Secret Wars is actually a really, really great. The original Secret Wars is actually a really, really great storyline. It's a 12-issue crossover series that came out in 84. And then ended in 85. But the whole thing, the whole reason they put Secret Wars together originally was to sell toys.
Really? Just to be able to bring everything together and like pump out toys for it?
No. So like, I think Toy Biz, I want to say it's Toy Biz. I'd have to look it up. But they came to Marvel. They wanted to make these figures. But the at that time in the 80s, it was like you needed a storyline to go along with it, and they had nothing.
Interesting.
They had nothing, and so they developed. They had all these characters they wanted to make, and they were like, "How do we?" They needed a marketing plan to sell them, right? So they came up with this. They right. came up with this story, and they gathered all the coolest, hypest heroes. You got Captain America.
Yeah, bring them all together. Let them do one thing, almost like a you know what we see it a lot in comics nowadays.
Yeah, you have you. This is probably the start of that, I would say, the crossover, and
this is what began it all.
Right, and so you have all the Avengers. You have Spider-Man. You have Wolverine. And I think there's a couple of X-Men, and then you've got
interesting.
You've got the Rogues Gallery of villains. You have the Fantastic Four is also in it. You got Doctor Doom, Galactus. You got Doc Ock. You got like
Doc Ock, yeah, Hobgoblin. Like they brought every hero and then their respected villains all together for one thing. And it's just I'm actually looking at pictures of some of these toys, and it's crazy. They're just like they're action figures. Some of them are worth some good money. The Doom one's pretty dope.
Yes, I've been on the hunt for the Doom one, for a nice Doom one for a while.
This one right here is 20 bones. In a box.
Brand new?
Brand spanking new.
I might have to.
Straight out of 1984.
I'm going to have to buy it. Send me the link.
The Black Spider-Man is the one that actually really,
right.
really gets
so that, you. I'm glad you brought that up. So this is actually the first time in this comic book series where you see Spider-Man in a black suit. And in the books, he talks about, and this is actually technically the origin of Venom. So Spider-Man goes, he's like, they're in space. They get taken to this place by someone who's really bored and like wants to play with toys. It's kind of a Star Trek episode that's similar or a movie that's similar to this kind of thing.
Yeah. It like brings everybody. Yeah, I remember this. There's also like
a Futurama episode.
It's a crazy thing. Yes, there is. That's what it is. Yeah. That's amazing.
And so basically the Beyonder is playing. He just wants to be entertained. And so he puts all these people together to fight. And part of that, Spider-Man is in space with this machine, and apparently it's making clothes, and for some reason he's like, ugh, I need a black costume. This is like a big deal for Marvel. They marketed Spider-Man in a black costume for a long time. And
they think about how much of a change that is for all the years he's, you know, red and blue with the webs. Like, that's like a big thing. Like, that's a brand. And then they said, you know what? I don't like that. Or not so much that, but you know what? Let's shake it up.
Yeah, and I also want to say, I think it was like an ink thing, too. But I could be wrong.
Really?
The cup.
Some guy spilled ink on it, and he was like, "Damn, that looks good."
No, I mean, I could be making that up. I know that. I know that's what it was for Hulk, but I could have made that up. I feel like it was though.
Damn it! This thing turned green.
Because the Hulk was gray originally, and then
yeah, he's originally
because
gray
was cheaper,
which is just uglier. Yeah. We don't got a lot of money.
So fast forward, they came out with a storyline in 2015, which is one of the best storylines I've read in comic books. And I've read literally almost every book in that series. This was every comic book ever. This was a big series. I mean, this was like a year thing. It had multiple ties to it. They had comics leading up to it. You had the characters dying. Basically what happened.
Yeah, it's the Marvel version of Crisis on Infinite Earths, which was like the bringing all the heroes together that changed comics for DC.
So the backline story is they needed a way to get rid of characters. They had too many characters that no one cared about. And so
smart, solid.
What they did was they took the theory of multiple universes that are kind of aligned. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, multiverses.
That it's like there's a different Chris on a different Earth in another universe who's slightly different than Chris right now. So he's making videos.
There's a Chris on another universe that's Hitler. Like there's infinite possibilities for all of us.
That's pretty stretch. I was gonna say maybe a farmer, but you went Hitler. Okay,
farmers. Well, there's infinite. I can be anything. Everybody's everything. Right. It's an infinite verse.
So what happens is the multiverse starts collapsing and these planets are crashing into each other because one is slight gets bumped off by some aliens and then they slowly start crashing into each other and ultimately mm-hmm. destroying everything. So everything's on this weird twisted line. So they're slightly different and they're also off. They're like younger and older versions. It's like it's weird like that. Actually, a good example would be like Jackie Chan, I think, played in a movie. Not Jackie Chan. Maybe it was Jet Li.
Jet Li in the one.
Yeah. It's a good example. Yeah, that's exactly.
The bad one has to go to all the other worlds and kill the other Jet Lis to become the ultimate Jet Li.
Right.
Wow.
Terrible movie.
Wow. But Jet Li.
I don't think DMX is in that one.
He didn't make it.
But to not nerd out too much already that I have. All the heroes try to save it. There's also a big line at the time was Marvel Ultimate Universe, which is technically where the MCU is basically birthed from.
And that was what, I mean, they killed the Ultimate Universe. That's,
right.
That's
so they killed that. They killed off a bunch of characters, but Dr. Doom tried to actually do what he thought was best for the world, which he always does, but he's got a weird, twisted way of thinking about things. And he put together a planet, what he thought it should be, and he was trying to save the planet. But he took over the power of the Beyonders and became a god. And so he puts together this giant battlefield world, or battle world, rather, of all these different Marvel timelines. So what they did in this storyline is they took all of their best storylines, mm-hmm. fan favorites, and they basically divided up this planet into those different timelines.
So storylines from the 90s that you would love, like Age of Apocalypse, are now there's a part of the world that's that. So those characters are back and alive and can interact if they can get through these walls or whatever you're into.
So and everything is sectioned off and you're not supposed to leave your sold area.
Yeah, you're supposed to stay in your little zone.
Right.
The zombies have their own place. Like, there's tons.
There's a civil war. There's actually a Western, which I love. And each one of these is like a 5-book series. But
yeah,
I want to say I just pulled this out the other day. The Western one is actually really good. The main storyline is really good as well. I'm trying to think. The Runaways storyline is phenomenal.
There's so much and so many things going on in it. It's like, if it's big and kind of meaty, like I tried to pick up parts of it, but it was a lot. But I think now that all the pieces are out, you can get like a trade paperback or something like that. I think it would be easy to like navigate and understand because it kind of sets it up in a way that's easy for you to read.
Honestly, this is what brought me back into comic books. Like, I first moved to New York and I went to the comic book shop on a whim and I was like, whoa, Doom is everywhere. Like,
what's going on?
And to see my favorite character be this god and like
really making him like the highlight, which is honestly is kind of cool because I feel like both, just in the comic book world, there are a lot of really great, there's a lot of really great villains. Like, there's no way to deny that you've got just as good of heroes as you have fantastic villains. But I feel a weakness in some ways has been that when they do these huge, big plot lines, they don't pick necessarily the coolest people. Like, even for this current Avengers movie that's coming out, like, Thanos is a big deal in the comics, right? But he's really not, like, someone that you see on a lot of stuff. Doom, on the other hand, has, like, a huge following. And you see this, like, in the DC universe especially, too. Like, there are certain characters like Darkseid and stuff that are big, but they're not, like, very well loved or thought of highly. It's, like, why, you know, certain, like, not to spoil it if you have never read Hush, but that's, like, a big Batman series where he basically has to, like, solve this big giant mystery of this guy named, this character Hush, and he goes through and fights all his villains. He travels all over the world. And at the end of this whole thing, the mastermind of the entire thing was the Riddler. And, like, that reveal was so cool because it put a lot of power in a character that people really enjoy. Right. And that's why I think that that's why the whole thing with Battle World and stuff was really cool, because they let Doom have his day, and it wasn't just like, he's the guy that's trying to stop the Fantastic Four. It was like, no, this guy's a freaking god. He's awesome, and he's making the world in his image.
Right. And that was, again, just not to spoil it, but if you haven't read it, it's old, so you should read it. And that's what kind of happens is, like, what he does as a god is he puts himself in plain sight. And that's what ultimately is his downfall in the end, is because people know where to get to him. So they know how.
Right. Sure.
And that was the thing. And the characters in all of these different worlds, they know something's off, but they can't figure it out. And
can't put their finger.
I mean,
on
the
it.
Thing that I love, I think this minor detail in things in this whole story that I really loved was, like, phrases like, oh my god, were changed to, oh my doom, or, like, everything was doom, like, in Doom's name, you know.
Yeah, they made it, they were very consistent with everything and how they, like, built this world. And I wonder how that, if it does, how does that translate to, like, an Avengers 4?
Right. So that's a great question. I mean, because you also have Doom's army was basically the Thor army. Mm-hmm. So as far as the film adaptation, I'm not really sure, because I want to say it's too early to bring in Doom right now. They can do it. I just don't.
Right. I think this goes, I think for me, and I don't know, I feel like with all the contracts that are up coming after this Avengers and people being like, oh, I kind of want to be in, but I might be out, or certain things being like, yeah, I'm done after this with some of the bigger heroes. I feel like they're doing this transition where they're bringing in new heroes, they're bringing in new storylines, new actors like, they're going to basically do a whole new wave of this. Like, it'll be a new age of these kinds of movies. And I think at that point, up until this point, we've had all the Marvel films focusing and building up to Thanos and the Infinity Stones. Now that's going to need a main plot. So maybe it's not Battle World, but maybe it's, you know.
Right, which makes
it, that's introducing Doom and introducing Fantastic Four. And then you're having these characters building up to this big thing where he's taking over the world, or however it translates. I think there are ways to do it. It's just about basically starting over and saying, hey, to get to this storyline, it takes 15 movies.
Right. And so, like, that's why it's being rumored that this is a Secret Wars, is because they technically can make something start over and, like, wipe away things and refresh. Which is what they have to.
I like it.
What they have to do anyway.
I'd watch that.
Tell us what your thoughts are on Affinity number 4. I mean, Avengers number 4. If you think it's going to be a Secret Wars, or you think there's a better storyline that they should do. Maybe you think it's Civil War 2, which was a terrible storyline, or Secret Empire,
which was just bad,
which is also terrible. I think it makes sense to do a Secret Wars because you can just erase everything. That's my opinion.
Start from scratch.
Runaways. It's also, I said this before, but it was a really good secret. The Secret Wars. Oh, also Illuminati. Oh, man. There's so many good stories in that storyline of Secret Wars. If you haven't read it, I would highly recommend it. We are going to wrap the show with some shower thoughts, huh?
Shower thoughts. I like it.
I like shower thoughts. They're funny. So last time, our last episode, we talked Star Wars, which is still getting tons of flack over all kinds of shit. Here's a shower thought for you. The Star Wars opening crawl is still floating through space. There's still.
I like that.
All eight of them. Because they're just floating.
Idea of your head of a starship, you know, one of those barreling through and looking around, being like, "Yeah, I'm picking up something kind of weird on the scanner." And they look out the window, it's just this crawl of birds going by, like, "Jesus Christ, avoid!" It just exists.
Yeah, they just float in letter.
With nothing to stop it. Or it's like, no matter what it goes, it just like hits a moon and just goes right through it. It just can't be stopped regardless.
I like to picture...
Oh my God!
I like to picture a giant person on a typewriter that's typing this out and like... it's just going out. Just... Ching!
They're like, "You ever wonder where those go, Ted?" And he's like, "I don't."
But I'm telling it how it is.
I never wonder. Just do it.
Chris, did you know that most porn sites have a dark theme, so they're easier on your eyes since you are most likely to visit a porn site at night?
Interesting. That's why porn. That's why the old Pornhub.com has
black. It's black.
Black background with the orange, because orange is the opposite of that blue light. So they're trying to make it nice and easy. I think it's also because they probably playing off the idea that, you know, if it's bright white, then everyone can see what you're up to. You know,
yeah,
trying to watch on the subway or something. We don't even have a subway, but if we, I mean, not a, we have a sandwich shop and I definitely watch porn there, but not on like a subway, you know?
Yeah. I mean, how dare you enjoy a meal with a white screen?
Hey, you and your kids pipe down over there. I'm trying to watch my shows and eat some chicken teriyaki sandwich. Okay.
You know, what's funny about when I pulled these shower thoughts, I put together the show afterwards, but like they're actually relevant, which is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
You guys is actually more gendered than y'all, which makes the South's general address more progressive than Californians.
You know, I actually I made a conscious point when we worked at P.F. Chang's, I was there all those years, I would always use y'all. Because in the beginning, like, I started doing it and I would hear how that came across, or I'd be like, how are you guys doing? And I know that it can be kind of sometimes a weird topic and people are like, well, we're not gays. But y'all, it's basically just playing it safe. Like, you just can walk up to any table and just go, "Hey, how y'all doing?" And nobody ever bats an eye. Well, we're all doing fine.
I mean, yeah. y'all better come back now, you hear?
Y'all come back now here.
I mean, yeah, y'all. I say y'all all the time. Y'all.
It's just safe. It's safe.
Yeah, it reminds me of.
And it's kind
of
fun to say.
Y'all. Hey, y'all.
Y'all. Hey, look out, y'all.
Yeah, I got a friend who says y'all a lot.
Y'all best believe.
This is where it gets a little dark, but it's okay. After New Year's, this is a good New Year's shower thought. Being 35 and not wanting to work in the field for which you've prepared is like being halfway through an RPG role-playing game and realizing you've built out your skill tree all wrong and you can't respect and you can't make a new character and there will never be another video game again.
Oh, I get it. Wrong and you can't reset and you can't make a new character and you'll never be another video game again. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like...
Oh, that is dark. Could you imagine? I mean, it's true. You spend... If you ever play an RPG, a skill tree is like... You know, it's like a big thing, and you earn little beads, let's say, and you put a bead like, I want to be better at running. I want to be better at archery. I want to be better at sneaking. And then... Like, that's exactly what it's like. You feel like in those games, you get all the way, and you're always going to be all right. You're like, okay, maybe I should have been better at this. But in real life, like, some days, fuck, I wish I could do that. I wish, like, you know what? I did a lot of practice on this. I would like to move those pieces, and now I would like to be good at speaking Spanish.
Right. So,
but I can't do it.
You can't reset, and there's no new game. You're fucked. And to top it off, I think this is kind of the mood I was in when I put this whole thing together. It would be ironic to die in your house's living room.
I love shit like that, man. But I love it.
It's dark, stoic.
He died in his living room. How ironic.
They lived his life to the fullest in the living room and then broke.
And these have been your shower thoughts.
Yeah.
We gotta add more sound effects. We gotta add like a shower, like, and then at the end it's like,
I wish I could understand the language you're speaking right now, sir.
I'm mostly just talking sound effects. Yeah. I'm like, like some of those things you push a button and a sound comes out like.
Oh man, that was episode 12. We made it 12 sepisodes. Episodes.
12 sepisodes. Undoable.
Yo, I spit hot bars.
Season 2.
Season 2. And no one's gonna ever hear season 1. Oh, also,
good luck finding it.
Also, Chris, I think this might be the first episode that we get to iTunes.
Hey, yeah, we're gonna be kicking stuff on iTunes and something about Spotify, yeah.
That's gonna be later. Spotify's later.
That's gonna be later. Don't look for that yet. Yeah. Look for iTunes.
Well, we might hit that iTunes. I'm gonna submit this episode, and then in 48 hours, it might be available. I don't know what the rules are. I gotta fuck with it.
I love it. I'm in it. Shit.
Yo, follow us on Instagram, G to the Splash. We got
G to the Splash.
Tons of stuff coming right now. We got a Facebook page coming. We're getting it in. We're going after it. We getting hammer in 2018. Chris, any last thoughts?
None for me. Enjoy. Have a good year. Make sure to come back and listen to more because we're going to be doing this all year long.
All year long. Get it in when I spit it, then I get it. I don't know why I'm rapping. I can't rap.
I liked it a lot.
All right, I'm Bradley Baxter. It's my boy Bucky Watts. We out. Peace. Yeah.